Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
You're listening to the Burden and Blessing Podcast with our Word of the Week segment. I'm Pastor Mark Tiefel, and our word for the week is environmentalism. We think of environmentalism this week because we just passed Earth Day on April 22nd, and environmentalism is a very popular topic in our culture. I'm sure you've seen magazine articles, newspaper articles, documentaries that talk about environmentalism, talking about living eco-friendly, going green, dropping down on carbon emissions, recycling, saving the trees, saving the whales, whatever animal it may be. Environmentalism's all over the place. And so it's proper that we ask ourselves as Christians, first of all, what does God say about it? And second of all, what is our relationship with the world as humans? The Bible obviously talks about the heavens and the earth many times, all the way at the beginning in the book of Genesis, when God creates the heavens and the earth in 6 days, he gives dominion to them, to mankind. Many skeptics and unbelievers will raise their hand at this point and say, this is one of the reasons why we have so many abuses of our environment, is that people think, especially from the Christian perspective, that we can do whatever we want with the earth, that we have dominion over it, that God has given us this authority. It's certainly true that God has given dominion to mankind, but he also talks about how that dominion is to be used. It's not to be there to ruin his creation. It's not to overuse resources, not to hurt other aspects of his creation. The Bible is very clear that our environmentalism as believers, as Christians, stems from the fact that God created the world. God wants us to take care of the world because it's his creation. God wants us to be good stewards because it gives him glory and honor when we do. Psalm 89 says that the ownership of the world by the Lord is connected to the fact that he is the one who created it. So many environmentalists today deny the existence of God. They deny the creation account of Genesis. And when you do that, you kind of lose focus on why we would want to take care of the earth to begin with. If God's not involved, there's really not a moral ground involved in the area. You really can't say then that one way is preferable to another if God hasn't ordained it a particular way. The greatest breach on environmentalism then really is to deny God's role in it, to forget our relationship with him. We are part of the creation as humans. God has given us authority, but we are still under him. That does not give us the freedom and license to do whatever we want to with the world. God expects us to be good stewards. But it also doesn't give us the freedom and license to just ignore his existence and act like it doesn't matter. It's kind of ironic that Earth Day is on April 22nd this year, and that was also a Sunday. Because for many people in the world, sadly, the environment is their God. Caring for the earth and preserving the earth is their number one priority, and it becomes almost a spiritual journey in its essence. God tells us, never forget to connect our relationship with him to the way that the earth has been created. When we contemplate our existence in this universe, when we ask ourselves how we are to use the earth and take care of it, we cannot forget our relationship to him. In fact, creation itself is sort of a precursor to redemption in the Bible. Creation is a theme throughout the entire Bible and all the many different books where people are called to listen to the word of the Lord. Because as God created the world out of nothing, so also he's redeemed us by his Son without any effort of our own. Both aspects are works of our God's love and power, testaments to his glory and to his honor. And for us to properly honor God in the environment, to properly take care of his creation, we must remember our relationship to him. We are his creatures. We have been given dominion. He expects us to be good stewards, to take care of the earth. But we are also his children by faith. He has called us to faith through his Son, Jesus Christ. He wants us to hear the message of the gospel, to believe, and to receive the new heavens and the new earth which are created and ordained in righteousness. Thanks for listening today.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.